Sin Heman Hekau graduated from the University of the South Pacific with a law degree. She went on to complete a Master of Laws from Victoria University. Sina worked for the Niue government as an attorney for some years before moving on to set up her own law firm, Hekau Attorney at Law in Niue. Sina Heman Hekau was the first Niuean woman to claim the Miss South Pacific crown in 2004 when she won the pageant in Pangopango, American Samoa. Sina also spends a lot of her time supporting her mother's dream, that is Hinapoto handicraft, empowering Niuean weavers on island to create and sell their cultural craft. Sina is in New Zealand at the moment and working on developing an online course for Niuean people. She is also on the line with us this morning. Whakalofala hi atu, Sina. Ma fola na kai e pongi pongi.
Hi atu,
e te whakau e tu
pahama whale pongi pongi nei.
Firstly, Sina, thank you so much for joining us. Could you tell us a little bit about your early life? Where were you born, raised, and your family, please?
Okay. I was born in Niue, Lord Liverpool Hospital in Alofi South, and I was raised in Alofi South. My roots are, I'm from Alofi South, my dad is from Alofi South, and my mom is from Alofi North, Alofi Tagilau, and Mutalau Ululau South. So most of my work is based there in Alofi South, but I also, I remember my other villages and my families there and try and support them where they are. But all my learning has been in Niue, culturally, family-wise, and my general love and appreciation for Niue. My tertiary learning has been overseas in Fiji and Vanuatu, and also here in New Zealand.
Why law? How did a young girl born and grew up in Alofi South decide to pursue law?
Oh, well, I was inspired by my mom, my parents mostly, and I hear them talk a lot about land stuff, and I wondered about it, but I didn't really know much about it. And at the same time, I was about to finish high school, and my mom wanted one of her kids to be a teacher. And I did not want to go back to school. I did not want to teach English. My strength was in the arts. And so she said, well, how about you try law? I said, what is that all about? And she said, well, didn't go and find out. So that's how I decided to do law. It was just because I didn't know what it was all about.
That's a really good ploy on your mum's part.
Yeah.
Why don't you go and find out about it? That sounds like a typical mum thing to say.
Yes.
How important was Whangahau Niue growing up?
Oh, very important. We speak Whangahau Niue, Motorhilotkaina. We speak Niuean at home. Niuean is my first language. My parents didn't really bother to make sure that we learn English, because they said, when you're out there in the world, everything is going to be English and you're going to have to rise to that. Here at our house, we're going to be learning and teaching everything in Niue. Like all the chores inside the house, outside, all the community stuff was all done in Niue. And I think that's also because a lot of the values, the Niue values, cannot be taught in English. You know, it's hands-on, and it's also with the expressions in language and in emotion. So I think that is why they left it the way they did.
Wow, that is so awesome. So many parents go the other way and they think that the mother tongue might hold the children back. But your parents foresaw, and they knew that if you are grounded in Whangahau, you will be fine. When you go out into the world, English is, you are going to have to climb. Now, Miss South Pacific, the first Niuean Falala to claim that crown in 2004. What was going through your mind while preparing for the pageant?
What? You know what? That was the year that we had the Category 5 cyclone, Cyclone Hetta. It was terrible. Like, we were down. We were so low. Everything was damaged and, you know, our land was barren and everything. And I had that opportunity to go to this competition at the end of that year because we had the cyclone, like, January. And then I had, you know, I knew I was going to go to the competition in October. So I really wanted to find something to lift myself, lift my family, lift my country. And that was just my focus, to do my best. If I do my best, I'll be happy. Whatever the outcome, I didn't think about winning because, you know, to get there, I need to do my best. So that was my focus. It was to do the best I can to represent my culture, who we are, what we stand for, and where we are amongst our peer countries, amongst the other island countries.
Wow, that must have been something for Niue, as you say, given the devastation of the cyclone. Now, from running your own law firm on island, then going to set up Koli Maia Dance Academy, finding that balance between your passion and then your profession. Well, it's not saying that you're not passionate about your profession, but, you know, the arts and the hard graft of law. It must be a nice balance for you.
Yes, it is. It definitely is. You know, law helps me pay for my passions. For the arts, well, that's the reality. And the arts help me think wiser and better for the law. And it makes me happier as well. It just connects me. It just gives me that connection where I can look at law in a different way. Like, think laterally, right? You got to think creatively. Because in dance, you got to be creative. Like, there are things that's permanent because as an identifier. But then there's an aspect in arts that's derivative, that you can be creative. And I think with that experience that I gain from dance, I do the same with law. And I really enjoy it. And I really appreciate it.
The arts is something that you really do seem to appreciate because you also spend a lot of time at Hina Poto Handicrafts. Could you tell us a little bit more about that business venture?
Hina Poto Handicrafts was my mom's passion. And I grew up around crafts. I grew up seeing all these women come to our home every Friday to bring their crafts and wares. And it was just part of us growing up. It was just always around me, but I didn't appreciate it when I was younger. But as I grew up and I saw all of that, and I saw how important it was that my mom was trying to empower women, women who are not working, you know, who don't hold an office job or who don't do 9-to-5, that they can do that. And that was just from the basics. But now it's different. Crafts is looked at as, you know, the Niuean identity, and people take a lot of pride in their work. We take a lot of pride in, you know, when you see a piece of like a bowl, a nicely woven item from one of the women, it's like everyone wants it. They're not worried about price and stuff like that, but because they know that it's, you know, our weavers are dying off, unfortunately, they want to get that. So I've seen the development over time. I love how it's for the ladies, how it's supporting the ladies. And I love how it keeps, like, for the young ones, it keeps the young ones grounded just to learn how to touch and make something out of fiber, out of coconut fiber, out of the lofa, the pandanas. It's a really nice process. Like, seeing that process and then putting a monetary value on it, it's a great experience.
Now, you are currently in Aotearoa. What work are you doing in Aotearoa at the moment?
Right now, I'm just, I came here for personal reasons. And at the same time, I'm just starting to pick up work that I had left over from home. I am helping out one of the projects at home with investigating how much of anti-littering rules we do have. And the surprising thing about it is that we don't have strong laws against littering. You know, it takes for granted that you think that a lot of these basic things are there, but it's actually not there. So that's one of the really technical ones that I'm doing. Another one that I am doing is I'm writing a chapter in a book for the new legal system. It's going into a compilation of all the other legal systems from around the Pacific. So I've been asked to write about the new legal system. So I'm finishing up those two pieces of work. And then my big one that I'm looking into, which is the one that I just thought I need to do this, is to develop an online program to teach Niuean law. And hopefully I'll be able to teach Niuean dance online as well. Just putting my knowledge out there, because I can't be, you know, everywhere all at once. And I think technology is being able to, as a vehicle, to do so much that I can't do.
Wow, you are full of ideas, and you are full of energy, and you're full on steam ahead. Good on you. I also understand that you co-wrote a song with your mum that was released this week in Wangahau Niue.
Yes, I did. It's a beautiful song. We created it because I lost my sister last year. In May last year, she's the youngest of us girls, and she was also a lawyer as well. So I was very close with her, Potinina, Crystal, and Hiko, and it hurt me a lot. Losing her was, you know, a journey, a very hard journey. I didn't think, you know, that I'd have to go through. So it was just part of my healing, the words that I had put in there just to mark, you know, how I was at that time, and just to hold her. Hold my memory of her, and also, you know, make her, just to carry on her work, because what she did when she was sick with cancer, she was so open about her experience and what she was going through. She was open to share things that, in our culture, in our Polynesian culture, you don't really talk about your illnesses. You don't really share the details of the emotions and everything that you're going through, but she was brave to do that. And I wanted to be brave, be able to carry on her work. So I'm hoping that I will be able to go into that social side of things where I can continue her work in creating awareness for cancer, especially cancer for women, breast cancer. And also if we can teach the younger generation rising up on, you know, what to look out for, how to look out for it and stuff, then I feel that would be good. And this song, it's going in that direction.
Sina Hemana Hekau, can you finally please share some words of encouragement in Wangahau Niue to wrap up our Talanoa this morning?
You want me to say it in Niue?
Yes, please, Wangahau Niue.
Okay. Nakiau ke malolo am tolu, nakiau ke tolu ni nak ayu ngahau, emang ahau hatu tolu botu sak malolo am tolu ke lari ke ayu mai ke tolu menausi, mui sanonong, mui sakti ke am tolu tamu mui, am tolu tamu mama tua, tamu tupuna hahaya lu tolu, epulosu hahaya lu tolu skalofa, ke mai ke lu tolu ke skakom tu, kalau ngahau niwe akoi malolo elot hau. Malolo es alaf hau ke hawa musu me mekia koi ke finasi ke lalolangi moe ngahua moe tufa ke hawa tau tali ni ke lalolangi katoa. Ya muni nea hamtur ke ena ia tulo.
Sina he mana he kau. Whakawelahi mahaki. We look forward to hearing more about the journey of the girl from Niue.